Jerry Bader Show 1035. If you've never heard of the Ice Bucket Challenge, welcome to planet Earth. Do you think there's anyone listening right now, if I go Ice Bucket Challenge, they don't know what I mean? You do. What percent, you think? 10? 2? I would say single digits. Because even if they don't really follow viral things, they probably heard somebody who heard somebody who heard somebody talk about it at this point. I took part in it. I support it, or I wouldn't have taken part in it, but it's got its critics. Colin Roth of Right Wisconsin and I have competing pieces on that website today. The name of mine is Pouring Cold Water on the Ice Bucket Challenge Critics. Colin's is the Ice Bucket Challenge, A Qualified Dissent. Now, to show that he can make fun of himself, do you know what Colin used for a picture on the top of his piece? So the two old guys, the curmudgeons from The Muppet Show. So he's kind of admitting he's got a stick up somewhere, if you know what I mean. But a lot of people are dissing this. Jason thinks it's jealousy. Others who support charities who didn't come up with this. No, I would argue nobody came up with this in the way that it is. Nobody thought, even the people behind it had no idea it was going to go this crazy. Here is one of the most common criticisms that you see online. Millions of gallons of water wasted, writes a listener. Drought-stricken states in the U.S., celebrity hype, and the foundations get more money to never cure the disease. Why would they? Well, show me that they're using the money for something wrong. Anna Marie writes, Colin is right. Narcissistic IMO, in my opinion. My response to that is, so what? If it raises $23 million, who gives a rat's butt? It works. So, because people are making it about themselves, we shouldn't be gratified. And who says that that's not raising awareness for the disease? You're going to give 10 bucks, and I'm giving more than $10 because I didn't do it within the 24 hours. Obviously, a lot of people are giving a lot more than $10, even those who get poured on. Jeremiah on the road. Jeremiah, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. You can put me in that single digit. I didn't know anything about your ice bucket stuff.
So. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I am under a rock, but... Anyway, the reason I just caught, I think that Colin may have a point. If someone, I can't get anybody's head, I can't get into their head, so I don't know, but if Jerry Bader and Jim Schmidt did it for Jerry Bader and Jim Schmidt's aggrandizement and said, oh, look at me, I'm doing this, and I'm a pretty neat guy, and look at how I'm helping, and, oh, yeah, by the way, ALS is involved somehow and whatever, and then you bragged about what you actually did, well, yeah, okay, that'd be a pain in the butt. But if you're doing it, if you're doing it for the purpose to say, look, Jim Schmidt and I buried this hatchet, and this is a good thing, and this is a good charity, and we're offering some help to try to get these folks some extra money, well, then what's wrong with that? I think that shows where your heart is, and that's the whole point.
That was part of the reason I asked the mayor to do it is, one, I knew a lot of people who, quite frankly, hate me, Jeremiah. We're going to love to see that happen. And I was okay with that if it generated attention to a horrible disease. Thanks a lot for the call. Leave that up, Jason. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jerry, thank you for this discussion. My dad died from ALS about 10 and a half years ago. This horrible disease needs to have attention brought to it. What I don't think anyone realizes is the actual effect it has on a person's body. Having a bucket of ice water poured over you gives you just a tiny and momentary realization of what someone with ALS suffers. Their mind is fine, but their body goes into betrayal mode. You want to move, but you can't. You want to relax, but the stiffness and pain is too great. You want to speak, but you don't have the breath to do it. She goes on, I'm very offended by those who say it's not real or that it is lame. Thank you for your time, Barb. I heard from a very, very good friend today. And I did not know that her father was afflicted with this disease. And she had the reaction where at first she wasn't excited about this. But then as time wore on, she thought, you know what? It is bringing awareness to the disease, and it is bringing dollars to the research. Kelly writes, "Hi, Jerry. I think this fundraising effort is a borderline brilliant marketing ploy. Why not use media that many people will see, use, and share with others? As to the scripture reference regarding giving in secret, Jesus was referencing those whose hearts were in the wrong place. People who give for the look at how righteous I am aspect." Well, that's kind of though what Colin, I think that's what Colin is the accusation he's actually making there. "Too many people view Jesus as some stodgy old dude who wiggles his finger at all us sinners. I personally believe he has a great sense of humor. He created creatures that eat with their backside," for heaven's sake. "This is done with a sense of fun and one-upsmanship in a lighthearted way and is raising a ton of cash in the process. Go Ice Bucket Challenge. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Sharon writes, "I also took the challenge only to have the cold water thrown on this effort by a person who posted that ALS uses fetal stem cells in its research. The opposition fails to say that numerous researchers for so many other diseases also use fetal and embryonic stem cells. Your defense and the opposing views fail to mention that side of the argument. The opposition says this will encourage abortions or even make abortion less objectionable. I disagree. And with that said, I stand behind my choice to take part in the fundraising effort because I have known many people who have succumbed to this horribly debilitating disease. It is a death sentence in a most unimaginable way." Nancy writes, "Four members of my family have MS. Kudos to all who have participated in the challenge. My prayer is that no other family has to struggle with the heartache of a debilitating illness for which there is still no cure." Amen indeed. I think there are a couple of things here. I think there are some people who just never like to see things succeed. And, you know, and Jason touched on this. You know why? And I think this is just a horrible way to go through life. Why didn't I think of that? And because you didn't think of it, you pee on it. My reaction is, damn, why didn't I think of that? But I'm glad you did. I know people in radio that way. If someone comes up with a good idea, they won't do it because they didn't come up with it. Jason has come up with something brilliant, which I wish I did think of it. But I didn't. You did. So should I not use it? And should I not give you credit for it? That's really what this is, Jason. It's, well, I didn't think of it, so I'll be damned if I'm going to be happy about it. And I do think my political part of it is real. Liberals go nuts when their stereotype of conservatives is shattered. And that's what this does. Elected officials have taken part in it. Conservative talk show hosts have taken part in it. There is one weenie who I won't out that has chosen not to take part in it, but I won't out that person. Talk show host producers have taken part in it. Jason's video was very funny, by the way. Like Jason's, I don't... You know, the minimum is 10. I'm giving more than that, and I'm sure Jason is too, even if you do the challenge. I had a problem with the deep water, the plunge because it was dangerous and I thought it was reckless. I have no problem with this. Yeah, I saw George W. Bush's. Okay. Now, and a final thought on this. As we have no other calls on this, final thought, and we'll get on to some other things. All right, yes. I have the station logo behind me when I'm doing it. I made a production out of it. Here's why. When I do anything, even for charity, even families of children with cancer, I believe in doing something to benefit the audience. Because I believe in creating an audience benefit for it brings greater attention to the cause. All right, actually, we have one more final thought on this. It comes from Chris. I would call anyone who opposes the Ice Bucket Challenge a damn fool. I suffer from MS, Chris writes, and even though they are different diseases, researching one, finding a cure for one, helps lead to success for the others. I enjoy watching the Ice Bucket videos myself, knowing that great things are coming from it. I will, in fact, leave it at that. All right, I'm going to try to punch through several things here in the time we have left. It's 10:46.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.